Hi everyone, I'm Melissa with Midnight Hour Oil, and today I wanted to come out and share a couple of dreams that I have been given over the past few days, and just encourage you to just keep trusting in the Lord. I know that things are getting difficult, and they are going to continue to get more difficult based on what the Lord is showing me. And we are coming into that place that David Wilkerson talked about in a book I read years ago, where he basically said that a time is coming when everybody is going to have their own faith. They won't be able to rely on the faith of a pastor, of a spouse, of a friend. We are going to have our own faith in God. And the reality is, we don't even know if we have faith until that faith is tested. And when our faith is tested, that's when we learn if we are truly trusting in God or if we're trusting in ourselves. And it's a challenge, it's a journey for all of us. But I hope, I pray that each one, as we go through these tests, will find that we are truly walking in faith in Christ, because I believe we're entering into that time, like I said, that it's going to be imperative that we all have our own genuine faith in the Lord. All right, so I had a dream April 24th, two nights ago. And in this dream, I was leading like my family, which could be akin to the family of God, down this boardwalk. But this boardwalk was actually on a river. Okay, so it was following the path of a river, but it was a boardwalk. And so we basically had walked several miles. We came several miles, and we're nearing the end. Okay, now the end of this river led to like a platform, almost like when you would get off of a plane, you'd get onto this platform. And so we were probably about 100 yards from the platform, and I look and see that the boardwalk has sunk into the water. Okay, and so I am just like shocked by this. I don't know what to do. And one of the people who was with this group that I was leading, my niece's husband, Evan, hands me what looks like a transistor radio, and it's supposed to be like a telephone. So I dial 911, and on the other end, the person who answers is Chinese, and I knew there was no help there. Okay, so I just try to get a hold of the person who's, I see a person like on the platform where we were headed. And I'm able to get across to this person that we need help. We can't get to the end of this boardwalk because it's sunk into the water. And so the dream ends with me trying to work out a way for us to get the help we need to get to the end, okay, of this journey. And I knew there was no turning back, okay? There was no way we could turn back and go back the way we came. All right, so in this dream, this is what I believe the Lord has shown me that this means. So a river is symbolic of like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the water, and the river basically is the path. All right, now if you're on a river, you can't really make your own way. You have to follow the path of the river. So this is us following the leading, in a sense, of the Holy Spirit. But the problem here is we weren't actually in the river, which, like, if you're on a raft, the river carries you, okay? Which we were not. We were on a boardwalk, okay? So this tells me that a large majority of the body of Christ, we are walking in our own strength still, okay? We're doing it on our own. We're not letting the Holy Spirit carry us. We're not walking in genuine faith quite yet. Okay, so when we got to the end of the boardwalk and I could see that we weren't going to be able to finish and get to the end, okay, this is the Holy Spirit showing us we have to come to a place, all right, like I said at the beginning of the video, where we are all relying on God, trusting in Him, 100% faith in the Holy Spirit to carry us to the end. See, the water is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will carry us to the end. But we have to take that step of faith and walk and trust Holy Spirit to carry us to the end. There's no other way, okay? We can't do it in our own strength. And this also parallels the wise and the foolish virgins. Okay, so if you recall, each one of those virgins had their own oil, they had their own lamps, which is symbolic of their own strength. They all had a measure of their own strength. But there were five wise virgins who had, the Bible says in Matthew 25, jars of oil. So those jars of oil are representative of a source of power, a supply of power outside of themselves. This is Holy Spirit. The wise virgins were walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. So when the time came and they ran out of their own strength, their own measure of strength, they had a source of power to rely on, the Holy Spirit, to carry them through the midnight hour. And this is where we're at, church. I believe the Lord is showing us this is where we're at. We are at that time when we cannot continue on in our own strength. We are going to have a faith that is completely 100% grounded in God, in His Word, trusting in His promises, and believing in all that He has told us and how He is going to see us through to the very end, that He is with us now, even though things are tough, even though, you know, things may look hopeless, circumstances may look overwhelming. But we have to come to that place where no matter, we are trusting that God is in it with us and He's going to get us to the end because we can't do it in our own strength. So I encourage you all, take this to the Lord in prayer and ask Him if, you know, you're in that place where you are truly trusting in Him, and if not, to help you get grounded now, because the storms are coming and that day is going to come when your faith will be tested if it hasn't already. And you're going to find out where you're really putting your hope. Is it in that boardwalk? Okay. Or is it in the Holy Spirit to lead us, to lead you to the very end, to get you there by His power and strength? I had another dream last night. Now, this dream is, I believe, a warning of what is coming, and I believe we are just being shown to just be very careful, especially when we're in crowds of people, and that there's going to be some, I would say, probably terrorist type activity going on. But what I was shown in this dream, I was standing in, it was kind of like outside of a football stadium or something. There were a lot of people, and I was with a friend, and I looked up in the sky. It caught my eye. This bright white light just kind of flashed on, and it was maybe the size of a golf ball. And right after that, it was kind of like a cement type piece of, I don't know, stone or something with pinpoint accuracy had been shot and landed near my feet and, you know, my friend's feet. And it wasn't shot at us, it was just shot near us. Okay, so then my friend, this happened like two times. So then my friend reaches down and picks a piece of this up, and I said, "No, no, no." I said, "Don't touch that." I said, "Put that down." I said, "That's poison," or like I knew, had this sense that it was poison. And I said, "You know, go wash your hands really fast." All right, so I just think these are things that are going to be coming to pass. These are things that the Lord is warning us, especially if you see, you know, something curious, like, and I've heard that if even if you see a piece of meteor hit the earth, don't touch it. These things carry toxic chemicals, they are carrying viruses. Don't go near anything like that. But especially, you know, if you're in a crowd of people, just be very cautious and be watching, because I believe that our enemies, the enemy of America, the enemy of the church, is out there looking for ways to harm, to destroy, to kill, right? That's what the enemy does. And so we have to be vigilant. And like I said, you know, at the about the first dream, we just need to trust the Father, trust the Lord Jesus, trust the Holy Spirit to see us through these difficult days that we are in and that are going to become increasingly difficult, just like the birth pains, as we reach the end and we are nearing the end of this journey, things are going to get more difficult. So don't lose heart, church. Stay steady. Take all of this to the Lord in prayer, and just ask Him for the strength and the grace you need to finish this race. As always, it is my prayer that we will all continue to keep our lamps burning bright while we wait for Jesus. I love you all. God bless you.